Okay. In this week's parsha, we have the unfortunate story of the Meraglim. And from the Meraglim, also connected with Parshas Korach, so we have the concept of Dvarim Shebekdusha, that for things that require a certain level of holiness, we require a minyan of 10 men. Where do we learn this from? So it's sometimes from Zerah Shava. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Zalad, says that the Pasuk says, V'dikdashti v'sof b'nei Yisrael, that I will be sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael. And in the Pasuk, our Parshas Korach, it says, Raihi badelu mitocha eda hara hazos, you should separate yourself from this terrible Eda, you should remove yourself from this bad congregation. So the Gemara makes a Gzeirah Shava between the Pasuk and Korach, and the Pasuk stated about the Meraglim. They both have the word Eda, both are referred to as a congregation. This tells us that just right is concerning the Meraglim. The Pasuk was referring to 10 people, and so too by Kiddush Hashem, maybe by Chil Hashem as well. The Pasuk is also referring to 10 people. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin there has a whole discussion about what is Kiddush, what's Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem the Farhesya. When do you have to give up your life? When it's going to be a Chil Hashem in public? But for us, the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Gimel says that any Davar Shebekdusha has to be performed in the presence of 10 men. And the Gemara makes the same double Gzeirah Shavah from the word Toch and Eda, even though no single place really has both Gzeirah Shavahs together. There's a number of Midrashim that do. But whatever it is, the Mefarshim explain this is what the Gemara means, even though it's being implied that the connection between Eda, the congregations, and Toch, being something that's regarding Davar Shebekdusha, v'nikdash v'besoch b'nei Yisrael. So we learn from here that when it comes to Dvarim Shebekdusha, holier matters, when it comes to davening, we require a minion of 10 men. And with this, we want to get into the discussion, and something that I feel for many people is only like something they hear about but never experience, but I think from an older generation, this was done more commonly in certain communities, and that is the usage of a katan, someone under the age of bar mitzvah, for a minyan, and counting them for a minyan, and we allow that thing to be mitzaref, to use him maybe one katan, two, three, maybe even four katanim, four people under the age of bar mitzvah for a minyan. Let's just see this sugi inside and see how it plays out. So people know something about a sefer Torah or a chumash, but there's not a lot of clarity. So hopefully we'll bring some clarity to this issue on its own. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Mizayin Rebbeis says the name of Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Afal Pisha Amru Katan Hamota Barisa, A Mizamna Alav, even though we would say that we cannot include a baby in the crib as a Zeman for three, Aval Osino So Snifla Asar, he can be included as the 10th person to say Shem Hashem for a Zeman. Now the Gemara is going to assume this also would be no different when it comes to davening as well. Meaning the same way you would have 10 men over the age of bar mitzvah to say Shem Hashem Elokeinu when it comes to Zimun, the same thing would be 10 men for a minyan itself. V'amar Yeshua ben Levi, Tisha ve'Eved Mitzarf. And he goes on to say as well that 9 Yisraelim and Eved Kenani can allow it for Dvarim Shebekdusha as well. At the end of the sugya, on the daf, next daf, and then Chesam and Aleph, so the Gemara, after going through all different types of discussions, says, the whole sugi is not halacha l'maisa. We don't pass like any of this. We follow the halacha of Nachman that if a katan knows to whom he is blessing, if a katan has enough das to know that when he's reciting words of tefillah, that he's talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that's enough to join him in for a zeman. And that is the Gemara's ending statement as well. We'll put that on the side for now. This seems to indicate in some way that maybe in some areas you can use a child who's not bar mitzvah for things that we require an adult. We'll look at Tosis in a second to really bring more clarity. But this is source number one. There's also a source from from Chazal, from Masechet Sofrim. So in Perek Tesayin Masechet Sofrim, it says, V'ein katan ola min haminyan. A katan is not allowed to be used for a minyan of baruchu, kriyas haTorah, kaddish, ad sheh ben shlosh esrei shana, until he reaches the age of 13. Masechet Sofrim seems to say clearly, maybe not like our Gemara in Brachos. There's another source, which I didn't bring over here, but that's the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar notes that if you go back to the discussion by Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the destruction of stone, you'll notice the numbers are very strange. First, Avram begins with 50, right? He wants that there should be 50 tzaddikim amongst the 5 cities of stone, 10 tzaddikim in each city to create a significant amount. We've discussed in the past that The Maharal and others say that 10 is considered a significant amount, right? As we mentioned, right, in Pirkei Avos in the third parak, it says that 10 people that Kadosh Baruch Hu rests on them when they learn Torah, that's considered an important unit. So too over here, Avram wanted to say, if there's 10 tzaddikim in stone, so then maybe you should save all of the five cities. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm sorry, there's not 10 tzaddikim amongst each one. There's not 50 tzaddikim through the five cities. So then Avram says, well, what are the 45? So what is this strange number? Why 45? What does that have to do with 50? So the Kli Yakar says as follows. Because he wanted to be mitzarif, he wanted to combine a katan to the counts. Maybe there's 9 tzaddikim in each city, and maybe there's a katan as well. Maybe there's a kid on the age of 13 who's a tzaddik, says the Kli Yakar, and maybe that will be enough. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, there's not even that. There's not even 9 tzaddikim in each city, plus a katan for each one, to give you 45. And then the Kli Yakar goes on to explain the significance of each number, what Avram was trying to figure out. But in that regard as well, he sees a remez in the Torah to combining the katan.
Why would you assume that Kedusha has the same thing as preventing, you know,
correct. There's some sort of, the Kli Yakar sees some sort of 10 as being a significance in Kola Torah Kula. There's some relevance to 10.
Maybe 10 women for tzaddikim would be killed.
This is for sure, 100%. We're not saying it's the same thing, okay. But the Kli Yakar says that he wants to extrapolate from the Gemara and Brachos to
type situation.
Similar. So let's move on now to the Rishonim. What do the Rishonim do with these Gemaras? Can we combine a katan? Can we not combine a katan? So there's a very long Tosos here in Brachos. I just picked out the salient parts for us. The Tosos brings Rabbeinu Tam, which is a tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam, that says, in reality, the halacha is not like anything from this Gemara, except for Rishuvim Levi. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, afal pi delei silcha sekechol hanishmaisa. Really, even though the Gemara said, this is the halacha, says Rabbeinu Tam, not even the Gemara is the halacha as well. What's the only piece the entire sugi and brachos at the halacha l'maisa? Kerev Yeshua ben Levi. Damar katan mamish osna so snifla sar. Says Rabbeinu Tam clearly, you can take a katan mamish, a child under the age of 13, and count him as a sniff. Maybe use him in a way for a minion.
By the way, is it exclusively male gender?
Yes, that's for sure. We're not... Maybe we'll discuss that at the end, just for a moment. Now, so this tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam is really brought in full in the Or HaZeruah. The Or HaZeruah in Chelek Alf and Kuf Tzadi Vav really elaborates more on this tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam, and he explains that the din of Asara, of having 10 people, is based on V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. What's B'nai Yisrael? This doesn't differentiate between Gedolim and Kentan. B'nai Yisrael is B'nai Yisrael. You're going to tell me that a 9-year-old is not B'nai Yisrael? He is B'nai Yisrael. So since the Pasuk is V'nikdash to B'soch B'nai Yisrael, we can use a larger definition of what B'nai Yisrael is, B'shas Hadachak, in a place where we really need something that we don't have the ideal situation. This is also found in the Tosis Rabbi Yehuda Chas as well, here on Brachos, explaining what's the reasoning behind this in the Gemara, which is simply a broader understanding of V'nikdashti B'soch B'nai Yisrael, a broader definition of what B'nai Yisrael is. Now, the Ri here in the Gemara says, L'maisa v'omer Ri, Shagam Rabbeinu Tam Atzma Elohai Anoeg La'asos Kein, La'asos Katan Snif La'asara. Now, even though Rabbeinu Tam said technically you can do it, Rabbeinu Tam didn't do it himself. So it was, I guess for him, lahalacha v'lo lamaisa. He didn't practically do this in his own situation. That's one mahalach. Rabbeinu Tam seemingly saying, you can do it. Use a katan, no problem whatsoever. There are other Rishonim who allow a katan to create a minion. They even allow for 2 or 3 katanim, not just one, but more. As long as they know to whom they're making the bracha, they can recognize it as a bori olam that you dive into. And the Gedolim, those over the age of Bar Mitzvah, are the majority. You have to have 6. It has to be right to be Mitzarif. A sniff means that it's a little bit. It's not the majority. As long as you have 6 over the age of Bar Mitzvah, it would be fine. And this is the opinion of the Baal HaMa'or here in Brachos, who simply says, Mitzarif Ketanim La'asari. He gives no amount of how many. Ketanim, that's plural. So he clearly says it can be more than one. There's a Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, right? The famous Shas Tshuvas Min HaShemayim for one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Siman Nun Gimel. Look over here. He says, "Va'od sha'alti b'makom she'en asara lahashlim haminyan yimutu la'asos shnei snifim ba'osan she'igiyu l'chinuch kegon b'nei eser o echas esrei ma'achar she'en b'nei chinuch midarabanan v'tfilah midarabanan v'im asra l'asoskem." He asked in his dream, that he asked in the Yeshiva Shamala, if I have someone who's close to Chinuch, can I use him and count him? Especially since Tefillah is a Derabbanan, and this is a Derabbanan, so maybe I should be allowed him. So what was the answer he got from his dream? Beheshivo, Haketanin im Hagadolim, Yosef Hashem Aleichem. You have the children with the older ones, and Hashem will add, you can add them on to each other, taking the Pasuk from Hallel. Now, the Chuvas HaRadvaz says you can rely B'shas HaDachak as the Hagos Maimoni and Orchos Chaim. Now, we'll get back in a second to do we hold of the Chuvas Min HaShemayim, but Shibali Alekin Simon Test says that it's not the case. Many Rishonim hold that a katan cannot be mitzarf to minyan b'chlal. The HaGemara said you can't, seemingly, so you can't. This includes the Rambam Hilchos Tefillah. The Rambam Hilchos Tefillah makes no mention whatsoever of allowing a katan to be combined to create a minyan. And all of the Gaonim in the Tshuva say you can't, and the Orchos Chaim Hilchos Tefillah and Siman Ayin Gimel says you can. So many, many Chashav Rishonim say you can rely on this, and we have many who say you can. The Mordechai in Brachos and Siman Kuf Ayin Beis says because of the Machlokas, one who's a Yerei Shemayim should not do it. We have such a very strong Machlokas over here. We're not talking, you know, a few opinion versus a majority or some who's not so well known.
Wait, how's Yerei Shemayim?
What?
It's not Yerei. I don't see the whole question Yerei Shemayim. If I'm in a situation, it's obviously going to be Shad Klap. Milcha's mind is coming. So if you can't have a minion, don't have a minion. It's not a matter of Yerei Shemayim. It's a matter of what you think is the proper way. It's not like, the whole thing is the only, I don't think anybody says I'm going to Shad Klap. So it has to be a thing you wouldn't have a minion altogether.
He thinks it's proper to be Machmer even not B'Shas HaKlap. That's what he means. Yerei Shemayim means that a person should be Machmer even
so
if it's B'Shas HaKlap.
So if it's okay, it's not. I mean, say it's not proper. I don't see how it's. If I could be getting the mitzvah, how's that being machmer?
We'll get back to the idea of Yerei Shemayim at the end. We'll see by Rabbi Soloveitchik. He seems to have a similar idea. So the Shuvas HaRashba in Chelek Aleph and Reish Lametes cites the Bereishis Rabba who brings the same machlokas as the Gemara, and the Bereishis Rabba clearly says that this is only halacha by zimun, not by tefillah. So that's according to some opinions in Chazal as well. And look at the Shuvas the Maram Mirothenberg. So he writes over here, in depends on the printing, which edition, but he says, Mori HaRav Elazar B'Kitzar Adiachai, I need to tell you just B'Kitzar very quickly what you should do in such a case. Sheyesh Lecha Latzeis Mibesach Neses K'Shemitzar from Katan La'Sara. If you're in a shul and they use a katan to create a minion, walk out of the shul. V'lo Tavo Takal Adiachai, that no one should be tripped up by your being there. They shouldn't, better to not have a minion. You should leave the shul. Shelo la'avor al divrei Rabbeinu Tam, to not go against the words of Rabbeinu Tam, meaning, we don't want you to be there. Because to sit there and say that I think Rabbeinu Tam is wrong, it's not proper. So better that you leave and you not be in the face of saying Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. Just run away from the situation, so you'll never be in a situation to have a minyan in which you'll be mitzar for the katan, and at the same time, you'll never say the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. So just run away and don't deal with it. Umihu zesher eshay lavor al dvarav. Who can go against Rabbeinu Tam? So better just to walk out, and you won't get into an issue and avoid the entire subject, says the Maharam Mirodenberg. Now, what age is a katan able to be mitzarif? So the Tshuva Sarivash and Simon Tafna and Aleph says he must be a bar das and knows how to dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ideally, this would be 9 or 10, but not below the age of 6. Ideally, no child below the age of 9 or 10, but never below 6. The Rush says you cannot count a katan unless he has shtei saros, he has some type of puberty. Again, Tzarechi and how we would check that exactly. Now, what's the whole thing with a Chumash and a Torah? Where does this come from? So we have to look back here in Tosfos and Brachos, and Rabbeinu Tam is one of the sources. But before we get to Rabbeinu Tam, we need to see where it's coming from. There are two sources for using a Sefer Torah with a Katan. So the first is the Rush. The Rush brings you Shalmi in the seventh parak of Brachos, who says, Sefer Torah v'katan osin snifim la'asara. A Sefer Torah and a child can make enough for a minion. However, the Rush says that the Yerushalmi doesn't mean a Sefer Torah with a katan. Doesn't mean a child holding a Sefer Torah. It means either a Sefer Torah or a katan. But both of them together doesn't do anything. But not a Sefer Torah and a katan. And he explains that this is probably based on the Gemara here in Brachas that says that an Aron Kodesh joins with nine men. The Gemara says if you have an Aron Kodesh with the Torah plus nine men, you can daven Dvar Mishuv Kedusha. Now the Gemara says that's not halacha l'maisa, because the Gemara says, is an Aron Kodesh a person? It's very nice you have an Aron Kodesh with the Torah. But is he a person? No, it's an Aron Kodesh with the Torah. It's not the same thing. It still doesn't reach Dvar Mishuv Kedusha. So says the Rush, it's very nice, but that whole conjecture is not halacha l'maisa. So that's approach number one, people mistakenly understanding a Yushalmi based on a Gemara and Brachos. The other is a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Ches. Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, B'shloshim Avirin Rabbi Eliezer Omer Basara. How many do you need for a basin to do an Iber Yard, to make a leap year? So one opinion says you need three people, and Rabbi Eliezer says you need 10. And then the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says, Shneamar Elokim Nitzav Adaskal. Right, that Hashem rests with in a meeting of that's on behalf of Hashem, the imnis ma'atu mevin sefer Torah. And if you have the less, says the Pirkei Eliezer, so bring the sefer Torah. Seems to be very clear proof. If you don't have the 10 for making ibur yor to make a leap year, so then bring a sefer Torah. This seems to be the Medrash saying. Comes Rabbeinu Tam in the Tosas we quoted, and he says as follows. There are those people who only count a child for a minion if he's holding a chumash in his hand. Rabbeinu Tam said, "Minhag shusu." This is a silly minhag. Kedai heichad amar atu Aaron gavrahu haninami atu chumash gavrahu. If the Gemara in Bracha says that an Aaron Kodesh is not a person, is a chumash a person? What does that do anything? Who cares if he's holding a chumash? What does that add to anything? Va'od had the kamar katan mitzaref hainu a few below chumash. What the katan should be good enough by himself. What are you adding by having him hold the chumash? Va'od lo chazidim b'shem duchte de'vahani ela be'uvda de'ibur. And the only place we find his Rabbeinu, says Rabbeinu Tam, is by the Pirkei de Eliezer of making a leap year. So he says ve'ein mas kusham sheha katan oche sefer Torah. Does the Pirkei de Eliezer say that the child should hold the sefer Torah? No. They were mixing two things that have nothing to do with each other. That's a proper Sefer Torah. Our Chumash is a book. It's not a Sefer Torah. It doesn't have the same Kedusha. It's a book that's bound. It's not what we're talking about. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Tam, a ridiculous minhag. What are you giving the kid a Sefer Torah for? It makes no sense. Either the kid works by himself or he doesn't work at all. But giving him a Torah doesn't change anything. The Bach says that those who allow the Chumash are referring to a rolled Chumash, like the Sefer Torah, and they don't require an entire Sefer Torah, but they don't allow printed Chumash like we have nowadays. But the Magen Avraham, if you look here in the next source, the Magen Avraham, in the Rashi script on the side, so he says, in the last line, Mumihu bizmanenu noagim litzarfa aladei b'chumash b'yada. The Magen Avraham has no problem using our Chumashim in order to accomplish this task with the Katan. But we'll get back to the Magen Avraham in a second. Now, a few questions before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't even gotten there yet, but a few questions before we get to the Shulchan Aruch. And that is, we seemingly have some contradictions. The Maharsham has a tshuva about this that we'll get to in a moment in Chela Gimel, in Kuf Samach Beis, where he points out a stira. Because here the Rama says that B'shas HaDachak, if a person is in a tough situation, we are knowing we have the custom to be mitzar for katan with the Sefer Torah, right? However, later on by Zimun in Kuptari Tes, he implies that we shouldn't rely on this when it comes to benching. So how come by benching the Rama doesn't like the katan, but here, by minyan, he does like him? So he says that it's not proper to schlep a Torah around. We know that we always try to leave the Torah in the Aron Kodesh. We don't take it from place to place. It's not always a good idea to move Torahs around. In special cases for an Avelis, by a minion, they have special Sefer Torah dedicated to that. But generally, if the Torah is in the Aron Kodesh in the Shul, it should not be moved around to other places for just because you want to have a minion somewhere else. So the Maharsham explains that by benching, where are you? You're not in Shul, you're somewhere else. So to go schlep the Torah out of the Aron Kodesh to another place is not proper. But if you're in shul already and you need a Torah, so then the Rama agrees that you can take the Torah out. Okay? Look here in the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch, just so we can see these opinions. Writes the Mechaber, Nun Hei Dalet, Yesh Matirim Lomar, Dover Shebegdusha B'tisha B'tir of Katan. There are those who allow to say Dvaram Shebegdusha with nine attached with a Katan. Shuyosim Yivin Sheish, as long as he's above the age of six, Ve'odeh Lemishim Esfalin, and he knows to who he is davening, like the Rivash. below Niru Divrehem. However, this is wrong. The Gedolia Poskim, according to all of the great authorities, V'adin De'eved V'isha E'im Mitzarfen, similarly, we will not allow an Eved, a slave or a woman, to be the tenth person to create a minion. Comes the Ramah. V'afilu Al Yedei Chumash Shibiyado E'im Mitzarfen, even if he's holding a Chumash, we shouldn't combine him. Umihu Yeshin Ahogan Lahaka B'shas HaDachak. It says in the Ramah, there are those people who do allow it, B'shas HaDachak. We'll discuss what a Shas HaDachak is in a moment. So the Ber Halacha over here, he has a stira on the Mechaber. He says that when it comes to Zimun, the Shulchan Aruch does seem to be lenient. But when it comes to Davening, the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. So the Chafetz Chaim explains that Davening contains Dvarim Shebekdusha Mamish, real Dvarim Shebekdusha. Therefore he thinks it's not enough to be lenient with a child. But by Zimun, saying Shem Hashem Elokeinu with 10 people when you bench is not really Devarim Shebekdusha, and it's just something, it's another nice idea to have 10 people. Maybe another time we'll discuss when people raise themselves up, when they say Elokeinu, when they bench, what's going on over there? Is that really Devarim Shebekdusha? But he said it's not really Devarim Shebekdusha, and therefore we can be lenient over there when it comes to 10 for a minute. Now, how do we come out? We seemingly see what the Shulchan Aruch says, so we'll see very clearly. Sephardim are not going to be lenient at all, but Ashkenazim, maybe we have some room to play around with over here. The Lavush says that he has not seen people be knowing to be mitzarfa katan even b'shas adachak, and the Mishnah Berura also seems to lean strongly towards those who don't allow combining a katan. The Mishnah Berura says very clearly, v'harbe achronim machmirim sholo l'sarf shum katan, the achronim are machmir not to allow a katan, afilu b'shas adachak, even if matters are pressing, until he's actually 13 years old.
By the way, the Lashon Harbe Achronim Machmirim, doesn't that imply that the substantial group say it's okay, but there are many who say you should not?
So in the way, when the Mishnah Berurah is finishing off his statement, he seemingly, and this is how Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brought in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, which has now become a modern classic on Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek, in Parak Tesvav, so Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that this is very clear, that the Mishnah Berurah is, in his language, is leaning towards something that he does not agree with. This is what the Poskim are saying, says the Mishnah Berurah, that one should not rely on this at all. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman goes as far as to say that even if the minyan will be batal completely, you should not rely on a katan. The Shevet HaLevi Rav Azar writes in Chelek Aleph Kuf Tes Vav that the Gedolei Harad, the great poskim, don't like the minhag even b'shas l'chak, even if things are pressing. And this includes the Avnei Tzedek and Or HaChaim Siman Zayin, the Mishkanos Yaakov and Siman Samach Tes, the Shuvas Melamed Lahol or David C. Hoffman, the great posik of Germany in Siman Dalid. Rav Yisach Nisim, the former Sephardic chief rabbi, and his Yain HaTov in Siman Chav Ches, says we can be lenient b'shas l'chak. And Rav Azar Yosef in the Tshuvas attacks him bitterly.
That's obvious.
Going against the Mechaber, and how can he go against all the Sephardi Poskim, being lenient about being Mitzarif HaKatan. Rav Azar discusses this in a number of Tshuvas as well, in Chelek Tes, in Or HaChaim, Kuf Gimel, in Chelek Dalid, in Or HaChaim, Siman Yud Dalid. And this is also the opinion of the Lubavitcher Rebbe I saw in his letters in Chelek Ches on page Resh Ayin Vav. He did not allow the Chabad Hasidim to rely on a Katan. The Maharshag, the great Hasidisha and Garisha Posek in Europe in World War I, in Chelek Beis and Yud Zayin, and again in Siman Mem. And in both Tshuvas, he's writing to people during World War I where the men are absent from the town. Either they're fighting or they're, you know, Rahman al-Tzan, they were lost in war. And he says, even though all they have in the town is 9 adult men and 1 child, he would not allow it. However, says the Maharshag, if it is someone's yurt site and all they have is 9 plus a katan, and they go and they have the minion, even though I don't like it, it don't make a macha. If they do it and the person don't emotionally attach because it's his yurt site and he wants to have a minion, say Kaddish, says the Maharshag, it's okay. I wouldn't do it l'chadchila, but if you did it, then you don't have to scream at him. Look at the tshuvas of the Netziv and the Meshiv Davar in Chelek Aleph, Simon Tess. So he says he doesn't feel it's his place to give his opinion in this machlokas haposkim, but then he says, towards the end, he says, Yosir tov shelo lahanig tzirf katan ad shi gadol el ish, better to not combine the katan until he actually is becomes a bar mitzvah. And he says you shouldn't be saddened if you can't say dvarim shebekdusha. And he says kashem shemekalim schar al hadrisha, just like you receive the award for inquiring to have a minyan, b'makom she'efshar kach, yikabel al haprisha b'makom she'efshar. You'll get rewarded when you can't. This is a play on the famous Gemara Masechim of the Tana who wanted to darshan all the Essen in the Torah, and he wasn't able to because he got to Es Hashem L'kach HaTira, and he stepped away from his drashos because how could you have something comparable to Hashem? So the Talmidim asked him, how could you step away? This is your whole life's work, finding what S in the Torah, Aleph Tuf, comes to include. So he said, I get schar on what I try to do and also schar when I can't. So says in the Tziv, you tried to get him in and you couldn't. So Hashem will give you schar for trying your best, but even though you can't have the minion. Now, those were the people who were against it. Now, it has to be someone who supports it, or else what are we talking about over here? So the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that in his time, as we saw before, the minhag was to be mitzar for katan with a chumash in his hand, but, he says, it was only used for chayuvim like baruchu and kaddish, but not the kaddish after aleinu. Meaning, since the kaddish after aleinu that we've discussed before is only a minhag and it's not a chayuv, you can only say the things you have to say. But if someone is a yasom and they're saying kaddish, so then you cannot say that kaddish because you don't have to say it. All the things you have to say in davening, says the Magen Avraham, can you rely? And that is point number one that's important to keep in mind for those who do rely on this leniency. The Maharsham that we quoted before relies on the tshuvas min hashamayim. This is tshuvas that came from asking questions in Chalomos to count a katan b'shas adachak. And he notes, the Birkei Yosef, in the Shuri Bracha and Tavkuf Pei Tes, says you can rely on tshuvas min hashamayim if there is a machlokas haposkim. And says the Maharsham, what is this? Machlokas haposkim. So you can rely on the tshuvas min hashamayim. Now, Rav Avi Yosef has a very long piece in the Abi Omer and Chelek Alf and Rechaim Nem Alf through Mem Beis, where he discusses at length whether you can rely on the tshuvas min hashamayim. I want to give you just a number of examples where, in his amazing Bekiyas, he brings places where we don't paskin like the tshuvas min hashamayim to bring proofs that we shouldn't rely on him. The Shiboli Haleket says that ein mashkichin b'chalomos. We don't rely on his dreams. For example, the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim says to say Shechayanu on Kriyas HaMegillah in the morning. The Mechaber says we don't. The Tshuvas Min HaShemayim in Simin Mem says to make a brach on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Chaf Beis says for Sfardim and some other segments of Klal Yisrael, you don't make a brach on Halal on Rosh Chodesh as well. The Tshuvas Min HaShemayim in Simin Lama Gimel says you make a bracha for Netilas Adayim by Mincha. The Mechaber Reish Lama Gimel says if you wash Netilas Adayim by Mincha, there's no bracha. So Rav Avi Yosef brings all these places where it is not halacha lamaisa to follow the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, and he feels it should not be relied upon in such a case. He quotes the Zecher Yehosef of Yosef Zecharia Stern, who says kimat all of the Tshuvas of the Tshuvas Min HaShemayim are difficult halacha lamaisa and should not be used in a halachic setting in any practical way. Now, the Marsham repeats the warning that only to rely on this for chiyuvim of davening and not extra kadeshim. And Rosh Hashanah brings from Rabbi Ganak that Rabbi Salvechik, this is in Mipnei Arav on page 28, that Rabbi Salvechik would sometimes rely on tziruf katan, combining a child, in the early years of Maimonides, when it was difficult to have a minyan in the school, and it was in its first campus, so Rabbi Salvechik would rely on a katan for the minyan in Maimonides. However, he wouldn't use a Sefer Torah. Why? To have the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Because if we're going to do it, at least I'm going to be careful to not follow Rabbeinu Tam. And he felt it was preferable to hold the sitter, that the katan should hold the sitter, not a Sefer Torah. Because what's it going to help him holding a Sefer Torah? Better you should look in the sitter. Now, we'll get to that issue in a moment with the Igros Moshe. The most important statement for the lenience, for those who are lenient, is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Because in the Igros Moshe, in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Yudches, he makes a number of points allowing a person to rely on Tziruf Katan. And this is probably the shoulders that many people are relying on when they use it. So let's go through Rav Moshe's points. First he says, Chiyuv Minyan is a Derabbanan. That we have to start with that. If Minyan is a Deraisa, then we're in a lot of trouble here. But Minyan is a Derabbanan. And he says, nevertheless, since Rov Poskim don't like the idea of Tziruf Katan, maybe we should follow the Rabbim, the majority, in a din derabanan. This is based on Rambam Choshen Mishpah. And he says, however, b'shas hadachak, you're allowed to rely on a das yachid, a singular opinion, for an iser derabanan. And since this is a derabanan, and we're relying on minority opinions, and it's a shas hadachak, so says Rav Moshe, this opens the door to allow the possibility of combining a child to create a minyan. Ideally, it should be a katan who's 12 years old, so he's a mufla samach leish. In the laws of nedarim, of making vows, a child who's 12 years old, his nedarim carry weight. You have to pay attention to them. He's mufla samach leish. He's almost like an ish. And the laws of making vows, so similarly over here, says Rav Moshe, we ideally want a 12-year-old. However, since we don't have rolled chumashim anymore, we should use a Sefer Torah. But, says Rav Moshe, even if the Sefer Torah is puzzled sufficient to be yotzei the minhag of the Magen Avraham, and when the katan is reading Shema and Shmoneh Esrei, he can't hold the Torah, because you're not allowed to say Shema and Shmoneh Esrei while you're holding something. So what should you do, says Rav Moshe? Put the Torah on the bima, and the katan should put his hand on the Sefer Torah holding the Atzei Chaim, and that will allow you to have this concept of the katan and the Sefer Torah, but he won't have to hold it at the same time. And also, practically, this will allow everyone to sit down. Because if the katan's holding the Sefer Torah, then everyone has to stand up. So if the Sefer Torah is on the bima, then everyone can sit down. Finally, Moshe says that the Shliach Tzibur should not daven his own private Shmoneh Esrei. What he should do is when he gets to Shira Chadasha before Shmoneh Esrei, everyone should continue by themselves, and they should say their Shmoneh Esrei. And then when everyone is done, says Rav Moshe, the Chazan should say his private Shmoneh Esrei out loud, thereby reducing the amount of possible bracha levatala. Because if I'm wrong, says Rav Moshe, so why make extra brachos? Chazaras HaShas is a takana. So for this moment, in order that we shouldn't have so many extra brachos, says Rav Moshe, better he should just say his Shmoneh Esrei out loud.
And chakras always do the problem with so many chakras of gula tefillah.
He'll have his gula tefillah.
Wait, there's no time difference?
What's the difference? They'll have their own gula tefillah. Gula tefillah has nothing to do with
the chazan. It's just the shir sibur. But the chazan.
So that's what he says. He stops at Shira Chadasha.
So he has
his own gula tefillah on his own.
So he has his own gula tefillah.
Correct, yeah. He continues on his own. Now, in addition, you can still have Kriyas HaTorah, since technically a katan can count for an aliyah, as the Gemara Megillah says. And it would seem from Rav Moshe that if you have to do this for mincha, you should probably daven the Hayecha Kedusha, because you want to limit the amount of extra brachos as well. So, what's considered a Shas HaDchak? That should be the major question of today. What is a Shas HaDchak? So, there's the Chuvas of the Chakas Yaakov in Chelek Al Chaf Ches. In the old printing, it's Tzadi Gimel. And he asks, what do the Mekila mean when they say, you can only do this with Shas HaDchak? Obviously, you can only do it b'shas adchak, or else you'd have a minyan. It's just a very funny thing to say. You can only rely on a katan when you need to. I know, because if you had a minyan, then you wouldn't need to rely on a katan. It's a very funny expression. So he says, therefore, there must be times where it's allowed and when it's not allowed. It can't just be every single time you don't have a minyan, you can go rely on a katan. It has to be worse than we just don't have a minyan. He says, it depends on the enei hadayim. He says, I can't give you a broad ruling. It depends on the situation and the rabbi and his shoulders and his ability to see the situation and to clarify at that moment in time. He says, it's hard to say they should or they shouldn't, because if I give one ruling in this specific case, then maybe it doesn't apply in a different specific case. And we'll see that those people who define the Shas HaDchak, they're using it in very strict and very, very narrow cases. Let's see. He understands that it only works in a place with a limited amount of people. But if there are multiple minyanim in the shul, then it can't be relied upon. Meaning, if the 7 o'clock minyan doesn't have a minyan, but there'll be a 9 o'clock minyan, so says the Chelkas Yaakov, that's not enough. You'll get a minyan somewhere else if you don't get the minyan right now. However, if there won't be a minyan that day in this shul, then it would be Shas HaDchak. Meaning, if you're not going to have a minyan at all, then there's room to start discussing it. Or it could be a shul that would have to disband, and the shul would not simply fall apart because there wouldn't be a minyan if we didn't rely on the katan. And it would be bittel tefillah b'tzibur. It would be, you know, davening b'tzibur with a minyan would simply fall away and go out of fashion in that community. Now Rav Moshe goes as far to say, again, Rav Moshe is the most makil, Rav Moshe goes as far to say that even if there's another minyan in town, you have to go down and another shtibel, you're allowed to use a katan here. Why, says Rav Moshe? Because maybe at the other minyan, they don't learn between mincha ma'ariv. And it'll be bittul Torah. This might be the only time people have time to learn Torah during the day. And it's going to be bittul Torah, because in that minyan, you're not going to have learning. Oh, maybe the rabbi does learn between mincha ma'ariv and that minyan, says Rav Moshe. But maybe the people from this shul don't like the rabbis learning between mincha ma'ariv and shul B. And it's not going to be good for them, and they're not going to come, and they're not going to pay attention. So says Rav Moshe, even in such a case where you have to go to another shul, you can rely on it. That's the most lenient opinion. The Tshuva of the Maharsham has a very interesting and highly specific case. In that Tshuva in Chela Gimel, listen to this case. There was only a minyan in a small community in Hungary that had been meeting for 25 years on Shabbos and Yom Tov in the house of a wealthy individual. And this wealthy individual began insisting a few things. That no one can daven out loud during davening, and you can't answer amen because it disrupts people's quiet davening, and you can't daven Nusach Sfar anymore, you have to daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So first of all, the Maharsham goes crazy and says everyone knows that Nusach Sfar is the best Nusach, Nusach Ashkenaz is wrong because he's a Hungarian and he thinks that his Nusach is correct and everybody else is wrong. But we'll put that on the side. The Maharsham is talking about essentially someone who is being caught up by the reform movement. And that minion is turning Orthodox and becoming reform. So says the Maharsham, it's going to be bad chinuch for the children to not have a place where you can daven and answer amen, and the minion is becoming non-Orthodox. So in such a case, and this is the only minion around, we'll allow it. So that's, again, a very highly specific area where there's nothing else in town, and there's no place else to go, and the only other minion is turning into a reform minion, and this is the only option that they have available to them. So we see, halacha l'maisa, it's not so simple what to do in this case. Rav Moshe clearly is the broadest and most lenient of the shoulders that are available, and those who are doing it are relying on him. And as the Chalkas Yaakov says, you can only rely on the Einei Hadayan, that each rabbi has to see in that specific case, is it applicable, can it apply, or does it not, and has to make that decision. And it's hard to give a clear-cut rule, what is a shas
atachah. Wouldn't the easiest time be on a mincha by his mom? Because then you have another option. I mean, chakras,
but we saw from a number of the poskim that maybe it's only in a case where the minion would fall apart.
I mean, I'm saying, but in between, even,
there'll be a minion tomorrow, so then that might not be enough. Meaning, it could be if there's going to be a general hisrashless weakening of the shul if there's not going to be a minion. Okay?
There is.